Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland. And the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the loser Bobby Orr's. Hey.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit. The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. There's a country will stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
All right. It's the Biscuit. Big Ran, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Scale of 1 to 69, how hungover are you?
from 1 to 69, somewhere around like a 6 or a 9.
How was the, well, if you don't know, if you don't follow us on Twitter because you're a moron, Big Rand went to the Notre Dame hockey game Friday. How was that?
Oh, it was absolutely insane. I'll talk about that a little later.
All right, perfect. Way to make me look like an asshole right now. And then you went to the, no. Let's do everything you want to do. It's your show. I'm just here. And then Saturday, you went to the incredible first half of a football game.
Oh, yeah. Super. And it, well, incredible third quarter, too.
I was really stressed out.
First half?
Yeah.
Yeah. They went up 14-7. I was like, man, that came to the shittiest game.
I was like, here we go. Here we go.
Super fucking cold.
That's the way to do it.
I didn't mind. I had Under Armour on, a sweatshirt over it. I put my jersey over my sweatshirt. Got a new stocking cap.
So all in all, that's a pretty good game. Notre Dame hockey game on Friday. Notre Dame football game on Saturday. Both wins. Can't beat that, really.
Absolute incredible weekend. I mean, like I said, the hockey game was nuts. Football game was nuts.
And
incredible beats to both games.
And you're catching up to Bro Brand on your fantasy team there, too.
Yeah, but his team's going nuts.
I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. Some people that didn't have a good week, our buddy can't do a pull-up middle stint. Did you see him get trolled in North Dakota?
Yeah, that was awesome.
So if you're not aware, this boy, I think his name is Middlestint, is how you say it.
Like middle steps or something?
Middle stint, some shit like that. He is a, what, he got drafted top 6, top 10?
Yeah, he was like
top 4? Number 3? Yeah, anyway, went really high. But at the combine, this dude couldn't do one pull-up.
A single pull-up.
Not one single, not even one. And, so they take a picture of it, and it's incredible, him trying to do one pull-up. So some brilliant fan at the Sioux game, and yes, here at the Biscuit, we still call the North Dakota team the Sioux, because that's what they are. Don't give me this other bullshit. so they had a big, giant, blown-up picture of him on the boards, like, during warm-ups. It was absolutely hilarious. I bet he felt like he has to feel like shit seeing that picture.
Yeah, I'll tweet the photo of him making that face.
Yes, please. So he's at Minnesota. I'm not sure how he's doing. I don't really care. I know he can't do one pull-up, and that's all I need to know about him.
He was 8th overall of the Sabres.
Yeah. Have fun playing for them.
And can't do a pull-up.
Not even one.
And this photo is... you're going to laugh.
It looks like
my kid trying to do a pull-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, either it looks like that or it looks like a child actor being molested by an agent. Like, that's starting off with a bang.
Now, you know what? Now that I'm looking at it right now, I can see where that you're coming from.
he's a twink, dude. He's a fucking twink.
He's a twink.
Speaking of twinks... The NHL
hashtag twink when I sent this.
So, in an effort for the NHL to get people to subscribe to NHL.tv, they withheld the Pittsburgh Oilers game from being on national television this week. And what game did they play instead?
Buffalo-Detroit.
Buffalo-Detroit instead of Connor McDavid versus Sidney Crosby.
Yes.
Not sure that's the best idea in the world.
No, I said it. Like you said, if you don't follow our Twitter account, I was pissed off all day long if you saw my Twitter account. I think I tweeted like 9 different tweets about it.
Well, it's an opportunity for the NHL to show off and showcase their best, arguably their best two players.
That's what I said.
And we,
who's your marketing?
I have no idea. I mean, some people that went to college for marketing, I would assure you that.
I probably never watched fucking hockey because you would not do that ever.
Like I said, I think it has to be part of people trying to get people to buy that streaming service or whatever the fuck that is, NHL.tv.
Yeah, then it went to overtime, so you had 3-on-3 hockey against Crosby and McDavid, and you didn't fucking have it on TV.
3-on-3 hockey with two of the best players in the league, and no one watched it.
You didn't have it on TV, which is just so upsetting. Like you said, I mean, they would never have LeBron James and Steph Curry not on TV. There would never be Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady not on TV.
When LeBron James was 18 years old, they were playing like on Christmas Day.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Cavaliers were terrible.
Garbage. They were playing Christmas Day because they knew people wanted to watch him play. And like you said, it was a really big opportunity for them to buy some bigger TV time and put that on, not just NHL, NBC, like an even bigger stage. Try to get the fucking local NBCs for that game.
Oh, and you can't argue that Buffalo and Detroit are bigger markets than Edmonton and Pittsburgh. They all have to be right there in the top 10 of as far as cities go, viewing wise. So argument's out the window.
I agree with that.
And if you're trying to sell these subscriptions, I would say that you might sell more just showing that on NBCSN and getting more eyes on it, and then people, you know, you run 5 or 6 commercials for this NHL TV or whatever the fuck it is. And I think you would get more nerds with Xboxes buying it then than people just expected to have it already in the season. I've never even heard of the fucking service.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, advertise that game. Like you said, advertise the shit out of NHL TV the entire game.
Yeah. Run it like, I mean, you have them put it on the boards. If Sidney Crosby comes out with it on his visor, that's the way to do it. He sold his windshield.
Yeah, it's just, I don't get it. Like, those two dudes, when they're playing each other, I mean, we're not going to get that forever.
No, how many years does Sidney have left?
Yeah, I mean, and even that, it's not even how many years he has left. It's how many years is he still the best player.
Right, this year? This year?
Exactly.
This year, next year? I mean, there was a lot of people saying it wasn't Sidney at the beginning of this year. We didn't because we used our brains, but
the only people that are making the argument that it's McDavid are the people. I mean, my argument is until McDavid proves he's the best player in the league, it's still Crosby. You can't just be like, well, he's more talented, he's better. He probably is more talented, but he hasn't done more than what Crosby's done.
The point of the game is to win.
Yeah, you haven't earned it yet.
You got to win. I mean, that's people, you know, and I've stood up for this guy forever, but Tim Tebow. People want to dog shit him and say he has no talent and ever, whatever. His winning percentage is not that bad as far as it'll go down in history as, because he'll never play a quarterback again. But no, it really wasn't that bad.
No, 1 playoff game, 1-0. 1-1.
1-1, beat the Steelers. That doesn't happen very often.
No.
So, when it comes down to that, I mean, I think, and the NHL's known for this, dropping a ball when, you know, you need to be throwing that fucker alley-oop through the hoop. But you get Buffalo versus Detroit, and a snoozer of a game, too.
But I get it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people watched it for that, just because Buffalo and Detroit. But
oh, yeah.
At the same time, we're talking Edmonton and Pittsburgh.
What do you think's wrong with Edmonton?
Everything.
Cam Talbot, your boy.
Cannot
play goalie.
But he's bringing the team down. I mean, that goalie frustrations make the whole team frustrated.
It's making me frustrated because I cannot – he's locked on my fantasy team. I can't get rid of him. I can't – he has an X on where I cannot do anything with him. And he is so – he's so bad.
He's that good. He's automatic locked.
He's so bad. He is like Steve Mason bad.
You don't think they'll turn it around?
He has to. He has no choice. He either turns it around or he's not going to be the goalie in Edmonton.
It'll be at the end of the year. It won't be during the year.
Bull fucking shit. If they're not playoff bound by fucking All-Star break, trade deadline, he's gone.
To who and for what, though? Like, who's looking goalie? I mean, who are they?
To fucking Kazakhstan. I don't give a fuck where he goes. He's not going to be in Edmonton. I don't know their fucking salary cap or who's in their. I know their system doesn't have shit for fucking goalies.
Yeah, that's my point. And not even that, like.
Who's their backup? I couldn't even tell you. And I think we've looked this up before.
I don't know who it is. I have looked it up.
Steve Mason.
I hope.
No. If you're in fucking Edmonton right now, you'd almost take Steve Mason over goddamn Cam Talbot.
Laurent Brossard, yeah.
Nah, dude, he fucking sucks too.
But we've looked. I just looked that up not too long ago.
This is when you go to LA and be like, hey, can we get Cal Peterson or fucking Zach off, please? What do you want?
If they weren't so bought in on Cam, maybe they could have stole Darlin.
Yeah?
Last year. They could have done lots of stuff, but he was on fire last year.
I think you got to look more of a younger guy that's going to be getting, you know, younger money.
Yeah, but, I mean, they either got to be bringing someone up or get lucky at this point. I mean, teams are almost at a lock.
Where Cam is Cam Ward still in Carolina, or is Eddie Locke? See, there's got to be somebody, dude.
Yeah, they got to be able to trade for someone.
There's got to be. And I don't give a fuck who you have to get rid of. You got to get rid of somebody.
You're already ready? You're already selling on
Cam Talbot? Yeah, I sold on him before the season started. I only drafted him because you said he was good.
He is good.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's got a curse on him.
He's got fucking 3 wins on the year. Malcolm Subban has as many wins as fucking Cam Talbot does. Oscar Danks.
Cam Ward backing up Darlin.
Okay, so where'd Eddie Lack go? Eddie Lack went to...
Maybe Carolina.
Calgary? Calgary? Is Eddie Lack in Calgary? With Mike Smith? I don't know. But, yeah, maybe Carolina. I don't think they need Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward could start still.
He's a flame. Eddie Lack's a flame.
I fucking knew it. From our deleted episode, which was probably one of the best episodes we ever did. It's gone forever. But we had mentioned McDavid's backwards assist.
Dirty.
How?
Amazing.
I think everyone around him just stopped and looked at him like, what's he trying to know?
I tweeted it last week during the show.
Someone needs to sound clip in that Happy Gilmore clip when that guy's like, no! Right when he passes that fucking puck.
Vern Lundquist?
Wait.
Hold it. No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but you did tweet it last week, and I don't know what the fuck happened with the computer, but I guess it happens. I had a few other people email me and be like, oh, well, you know, it happened to me once. But it doesn't seem to happen more than once, knock on wood. So we'll see what happens. What's funny to me In my notes early in the week, I think on Monday or Tuesday, I had a line in my notes that said, "Is Tavares done?" And when I sent you the notes yesterday, I just wrote, "Tavares is back." So he went and shoved it up my ass. I thought he was checking out, you know, just waiting to get traded. But good for him. Went and had two fucking hat tricks this week, huh?
Yeah. Like you said, I mean, was he done? Is he done? No, I guess not.
No, you know, maybe he was just taking a minute to get heated up, or I don't know if his hat tricks were on the road or not. But yeah, he seems to be back in form again and getting ready to get the fuck out of New York, I would imagine.
Yeah, he had, well, what, Coyotes and then against Nashville?
Both on the road?
I'm not sure if they're on the road or not.
I don't think he wants to be in New York. I really don't.
I just, the teams.
Well, that doesn't fucking help me.
No, it don't, but at least I know the teams.
But so I don't know if anyone can make an actual real offer for that man though either, because that's gonna have to be one hell of a trade.
Yeah, there's gonna have to be something. He ain't going for cheap.
No, he's gonna have to be something huge, fucking one of them blockbuster fucking Shea Weber, PK Subban fucking type trades.
I mean, he's had 50 plus points every year since he was drafted in 2009.
Like Zach Parise for fucking John Tavares.
That would be pretty cool. I don't even know why it would be cool, but it would.
It'd be fucking sweet. I'd take it.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's going to have to be blockbuster. I can't believe he's the same age as me. It makes me sad.
It makes me sad for you.
I mean, you're right, though. He ain't going anywhere unless it's absolute blockbuster. He ain't going anywhere shitty because he'll be like, that ain't happening.
Yeah, I'm sure he has those fucking, you know, here's the list of teams you can actually trade me to
type shit. And I don't know what his contract looks like. I don't know what year he's on or if they just signed him.
This is his last year. He'll be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. So they're not going to see him go sign somewhere for nothing. I don't think. So
that's what teams will get. You're either going to lose them for nothing, or you can get rid of them and at least get a draft pick or something.
Something. Or you know that he's going to sign back, so you don't worry about it, which at this point, I don't think they're that comfortable with that.
Or he fucks you in the summer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucking, yeah.
Signs with the Oilers for basically nothing.
Well, there's no way in fuck that would ever happen.
You don't know that. Why not?
He's not going to fucking play second-line minutes behind Connor McDavid.
Why wouldn't you want to? You want to win? You want to lose?
I want to win, Randy.
I would. Start making a McDavid team and fucking win seven of them.
Yeah, go fucking to Edmonton to play JV. No.
Second line is not JV. Malkin's literally like been doing it his whole career.
Malkin is the best junior varsity player in the fucking NHL. That's for sure. Speaking of some sad shit, I think it was during the Buffalo Detroit game, the wife and I started thinking about Johan Franzen. Oh, he was on a list of IR still. They still list him on the injured reserve. Has been for 2 years now. So we went back.
Ginger Beard?
Huh?
Ginger Beard?
Yeah, dude. The original Ginger Beard, dude. Voracek before Voracek. Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones.
It's true. He was.
Dude, he's a pure caveman. He's like 6'4", 250 pounds. Like, never lifted a weight in his life. Just huge.
Just pure ginge.
Pure. So I don't know if you watched the same highlight video that I did, but we went back and watched some videos of him, and god damn it, I wish he could still play. Because he was a fucking beast. I forget
what you're talking about. You weren't talking about his hair?
Just say the joke. You weren't talking about it? Just say, I sent you notes that said Johan's highlights.
thought you were talking about his hair.
And that's
here. I've been doing nothing but looking at pictures when he dyed his hair blonde.
Is anybody still listening?
You wanted actual hockey highlights of this guy, huh?
Did you actually just find pictures of him and his blonde hair, and that's it?
Yeah, I put Johan Franzen's highlights, and it came up his hair.
Well, you're definitely on some kind of predator list now, for sure, like sexual predator list. Oh yeah, did you hear that? That's an ice cold something. I'm not saying what ice cold it is anymore till you guys fucking pay me.
I like that.
But it's an ice cold something, and you want it to be your something, DM me. We'll fucking figure it out.
If you want it to be your something.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, God. It's delicious. I was fucking slamming whiskey earlier this morning doing another podcast with Dr. Silverwood. I forgot how good that stuff was.
Whiskey?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I didn't. I remembered yesterday how good whiskey was.
Were you, what, you're drinking out in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. Just we had a bottle of JMO and a bottle of, what's it called? It's got that green label.
Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
I can't think of what it is.
It has a green label. Johnny Walker green label?
Andrew's girlfriend actually snuck it in. We were drinking it in the stadium.
Vaginally?
I wish.
No, you weren't drinking green label, were you?
No, it was like something with a B. I can't remember what it was.
And it was whiskey?
Yeah, it's really good.
Doesn't sound like it. Some green label fucking whiskey? Was it a fucking Evan Williams green bottle?
Evan Williams green bottle? No.
How the fuck did she get a bottle of whiskey into the game?
Well, everyone had mega stupid amounts of clothes on, so she just tucked it up like in her sweatshirt in the corner where she didn't think they'd pat her, and no one patted us, so she was right.
Well, that's
I said, you're crazy.
That's how terrorism.
You can try. I'm not getting kicked out before the game starts.
No, fuck no. I wouldn't even. I mean, my hat's off to her because I would not have tried.
No, me neither. I mean, I'll get kicked out for fighting someone in the crowd mid-game over a touchdown, but I'm not going to get kicked out before I even get in the stadium.
Oh, for sure. Like, kick me out in the third quarter when I'm screaming at some 11-year-old North Carolina State fan, but not before the game. True story. Indians game. Got asked to move in the bleachers for yelling at kids.
You did?
Yeah, but Chuck and I. Well, at first the dad turned around and was like, can you guys watch your language? And I was like, fuck you, dude. And
yeah, then, I didn't pay money to not cuss.
Yeah, and then he went and got the usher, and I ended up calling him and his whole clan of family a bunch of fucks. And the usher
issues yesterday.
Huh?
We had usher issues yesterday. There was guys in my seats, and Mariah was like, calm down. I was like, calm down. They're in our fucking seats.
The usher was pretty cool. He was like, can you guys just move back? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Can you just leave them the fuck alone, please?
Indians ended up winning, beat the Royals that day. 2008. Good year.
I just tweeted a real good photo of Johan's highlights.
This live tweet and shit is going to crack me up.
It's next level.
I was going to ask you, you know, it seems dangerous to start slamming like whiskey in the parking lot and then go into the game. Notre Dame, they don't sell booze, do they?
No. So that's why I was super happy she did that.
Yeah, because by like halftime, your drunk starts wearing off.
Yeah, and you're just like tired.
Yeah, then you're just fucking sleepy and cold.
We got to the parking lot, I was drinking the JMO the whole way there. And then when we got there, I started slamming beers. Then we started drinking what she brought. She only drinks nice whiskey, so I know it was nice. I can't remember what it's called, though. Like, something with a B.
There's no whiskey that starts with a B. It wasn't Blanton's.
No, I don't know. It was rye whiskey.
Oh, Bullet.
Bullet. Yeah, fuck you. Don't start with a B.
Yeah, Bullet Rye. Yep.
Yeah, Bullet Rye.
Well, you didn't say it was fucking rye. You said it was fucking whiskey.
It just hit me that it was rye. Me and you knew it. I told you it was decent rye. That
Bullet. Oh, yeah, that's good shit. That's, you know, that's top-notch shit. For the Canadian fans, that's Boulet. Fucking idiots. Speaking of fucking idiots, Fourth Line Voice had his Eddie Shore open. I gotta quit saying speaking of. Every time I do that, do like a fart noise or something. Speaking of that, having said that,
I wish I had a fart, like a fucking fart machine.
I have one, but I couldn't find it because I was gonna bring it in here for every time you said something about like a player I don't like. I was just gonna hit it. But now
you have the Minion movie fart maker, don't you?
No, I have. It's called a fart pod. It looks like an iPod, but when you pick it up or touch it, it makes fart noises. It's awesome. I never don't laugh at it. I was sitting in the living room last night, just hitting it over and over again, like a fucking mentally handicapped kid, just laughing my ass off. But Marty, no surprise, McSorley goes ahead and wins Fourth Line Voices. Eddie Shore open for the Defenseman Enforcer Tournament. I think the final two was him and Link Gatz. And I pretty much knew it was going to be McSorley the whole time. He was a tough customer.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only player I'm pretty sure charged with assault while playing hockey.
What do? Hit the dude with the stick?
Yeah, Donald Brashear. Two he hit.
Yeah, that's
ended his career. They suspended him for a whole season, and then he retired.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
No.
I remember that getting on ESPN, and it was like the most played like hockey highlight of that year.
2000.
Was it really 2000?
So, I mean, he was already playing for almost 20 years.
God damn.
He was old. He was like, fuck this guy. I'm just going to hit him with this stick.
I wonder what was going through his – I mean, probably nothing was going through his mind when it happened. But I wonder if there's any like interviews where he's like, yeah, I feel bad about that. Or if he was just like, nah, fuck it.
Oh, I'm sure. At the end of the day, I'm sure he didn't want to hurt him. He probably – I don't know.
Was Brashear ever the same after that?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Two-time Stanley champ.
Brashear?
Hanging on to... No. McSorley.
Oh, yeah, he played with fucking Wayne Gretzky. You know, did Gretz never got one after the Oilers, did he?
I don't believe so.
So was he that good?
Well, didn't McSorley just follow him?
When Wayne was traded, he said, you're trading Marty McSorley, too. He brought him with – it was part of the deal. Like, he's coming with me to L.A. Or I'm not. You know, like, look, I'm leaving, but also you guys are losing Marty, too.
Yeah, I mean, and who can blame him? Why would you not want that dude on the ice when you need him to be?
No, it made him fucking feel good. Let him fucking be Gretz. Let him become the greatest number player of all time, dude. Just killing it. Because he didn't have to worry. Because if you go look up McSorley's fights, dude would beat the dog shit out of people.
Yeah.
Did you watch Kessel one-on-one?
Yeah, oh yeah. on replay.
Him saying, I can ball in the locker room is one of the best things that I've seen all year.
My favorite part is Jake Guentzel laughing in the background.
Because don't they zoom in on Guentzel's face and he's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about, Phil?
You don't believe me?
You have to tweet that video out too.
That's what he says back. You don't believe me?
And you can tell in fucking Phil's face that he knows he's full of shit. You don't believe me? And he might be worse at basketball than I am.
He looked pretty bad. And Reeves looked so fucking athletic.
Did he?
I thought he looked athletic. Like, he was crossing them, making jokes.
The mean streets of Winnipeg.
At the end, he says, "Game blouses."
Yeah, that was badass. I don't know. He looked all right, but it's not hard to look athletic next to Phil Kessel.
No, to me, he looked like a hockey player playing basketball. It reminds me of like a wrestler playing basketball.
Yeah, Kessel was like, yeah, like if you threw, you guys won't get this joke, but the Bailey twins from where we played high school football, if you threw them a basketball and told them to shoot it, that's what Phil Kessel looked like.
Yeah, like obviously athletic, but like, just, I don't know. Kessel was like, the best part is like he was making excuses. He was like, you can hear him be like, "I just can't get anything into this."
Like, yeah, yeah, like he's dropping buckets any other day. Yeah, you could tell he's a competitor, man. It was funny shit. I wish
when
they would have
said game blouses. I couldn't help but laugh.
No, I was stoked on that. That's part of the what Penguins in the Room series they're doing.
Yeah,
it's great. I fucking hate the Penguins, but it's I like that kind of shit. I don't know. I've got a lot going on, so I watch like YouTube like. Ryan Kessler dressing up like some guy and like signing jerseys for kids at the stadium, and like that's a fun night for me.
Did you see Reeves scare Kessel?
No. What's this?
I'll tweet you. I'll get you.
I didn't even click it.
He puts a fucking horror movie mask on and scares Phil to death. Like Phil almost like he cries.
He puts on a horror movie mask.
Yeah, just like a fucking clown.
Is your brain mush? What kind of fucking sentence is that?
What do you mean?
You could have said it, he put on a clown mask.
What are you talking about?
This is where I wish I had the fart machine. Arwen has it somewhere. I think she takes her nap with it. Like I think she helped like last herself to sleep. Like we hitting the fart button.
Just presses farts until she passes out.
She's an animal, dude. She's a goddamn animal. She's going to prison for sure. Look up the Pacific for me, Big Rand. I want to talk about Pacific? Yeah, I want to talk about the Pacific Division real quick. Cuz it seems to be just fucking crazy out there right now. You have Vegas, what is Vegas still 8-1?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. The fucking Oscar Dance situation is nuts.
Absolutely nuts.
Nuts, dude. Can I tell you his stats for, like, his career?
Yeah, hold, and let me ask you these questions that I asked Shane Guilfoyle last week that you didn't get to answer. Boston, you buying or selling?
I'm buying. I bought the week before when we got canceled.
Arizona.
What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm returning them if I bought it.
The LA Kings.
I'm buying. I think I was selling last week.
No, I think you had buying.
Okay.
You sold on the Golden Knights. What are you saying with them now?
I did sell on, and I'm fucking selling them again.
I am too. So I'm still.
I'm sick of it. I'm fucking sick of it now. Now I'm upset.
Tampa.
Fucking Tampa. I don't get this shit.
Tampa, are you buying it or not?
Buying. They're looking. They're good.
Yeah, they're what going to win the Atlantic? I would say at this point, if I had to, yeah. You know,
they're good.
The Rangers.
Buying. I think I had them in the playoffs. I got to buy them. I can't end on them yet.
See, but you sold last week.
I gotta get them in the. I gotta get in the playoffs.
The Avalanche.
They need to move to Seattle.
Whoa, bold, sir.
Selling.
Philly.
Philly, I'm buying.
You think so, really?
Buying.
New Jersey.
Buying.
Oof. Remember when I picked them to go to the playoffs and then I didn't on my second bracket?
Yeah.
I do this shit every year, dude. I need to just fill out my fucking thing and keep it. It's like my fantasy team.
Yeah.
I have like 30 transactions, and everyone else has like 6.
I tried not to change mine so much because of the same thing you talk about. Like, I'll pick someone, then I'll change it, and they'll just be fucking awesome.
If you're in our fantasy league and you're listening right now, it's almost a guarantee if I drop a player, he's getting 9 points the next game. So
I have to remember that.
Yeah, start picking up the guys I drop because they're killing it every time I do it. I'll drop them and, like, I'll drop Cody McLeod and he'll get in 3 fights the next night.
I added you in the Ryan Reeves, Phil Kessel, check your short son video.
Is that the one he scares him?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what these two are doing, but I think Reeves is just fucking with him.
I think...
Reeves is treating him like it's his little brother.
What Reeves and Phil reminds me of is, like, when we would be in Flint, Michigan, and we would be on the porch, like, chugging beers, fucking shirtless, like, whipping our hair around, and, like, a black dude would walk down the sidewalk and be like, yeah, man, you're crazy. And then, like, watch us drink a beer and then walk away, like, laughing. Like, it's kind of like a show. Is that racist?
Yeah. I think Reeves is all around, must just be a fucking great personality, because he was like the day he walked into that building.
I think Reeves is taking Phil out at night, buying all his beer and hot dogs, and just watching the beast go.
Yeah, like, yeah, having fun.
Yeah, yeah, Phil, go hit on that chick. She'll lay you. And he's walking up and be like, hey, you ever suck my dick before?
That's what I mean. He's treating them like he's his little brother. Or like that one friend, like Sticky Steelman. Hey, Chuck, drink this piss.
Like JoJo, the Indian circus boy with his pretty new pet. So give me the Pacific. At the top of the Pacific is what? The Kings or is Vegas?
Kings still. They're 9-1.
Good God.
And one.
I was dead wrong about those boys. I feel
Golden Knights are 8-1.
8-1 and are playing their not even you can't even say Oscar's their third string goalie because he wasn't meant to be their third string goalie.
No.
He's more like the fifth. He was a prospect for Columbus, drafted by Columbus, if I'm not mistaken.
Drafted by Columbus in 2012.
Never played an NHL game?
No, he played for the Erie Otters.
Okay, so his first game was the other night when he had a shutout?
Yeah.
How?
This is what cracks me up. Like, all right, he played for the Erie Otters for 2 years in the OHL. Springfield Falcons in the AHL. The Kalamazoo K-Wings.
Yeah.
In the ECHL. And then went back overseas to play and with one of his Sweden teams. Like the Rogel BKs or something. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Did you see him playing Kalamazoo?
No, it was a couple years ago.
Oh. And then
he was 6-16 last year for this Rogel team.
6-6 in a Swedish league?
Played 24 games.
So how did he even get a job this year?
Now he's 3-0 in the NHL.
Good fucking Christ.
And they're on a 5-game winning streak.
With Oscar Danks. Fleury should be coming back soon, though, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
And then Vegas is not going
to... I don't know if I'd take Oscar out.
Why not leave him in right now?
Fuck it. If you guys lose one, you're only lost one. I mean, now you're 8-2. Big deal.
And then Fleury's guaranteed to get healthy. Like, full-blown 100%.
Yeah, I would let this kid go a little bit, see what he's about.
And it keeps Fleury away from the incentives, you know, like if he has bonuses for shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Vegas goes on the road this week, so we'll learn a lot about that team after, you know, next Sunday when we talk. I hear a lot about the Vegas flu really helping them out. So we'll see what happens when they get out on the road and have to, you know, not play a bunch of hungover dudes.
They just won 7-0.
I can't explain it. I have no words for it. I don't know how they're doing it.
They're breaking every expansion record possible.
Oh yeah, they're every fucking.
Yeah.
Who's in
first 10 games? Just shattering them.
Who's in third in the Pacific?
The Canucks.
Right. Nobody had Kings. Knights, Canucks. If somebody had that predicted, send me a picture of it dated like fucking. There's no fucking way anybody has that. And there's no way that's the final three out of this division.
No. Maybe Kings might hold on.
Kings for sure will. I don't know what the Ducks are going to do. They can't stay healthy.
They're in fourth.
I think they'll remain there, maybe get a wild card. But I think San Jose is going to start turning it on.
That's what I think. Where are the Sharks at?
They're waking up. They're playing better. They're coming around. They're getting it together. I think they have a couple less games than everybody, too.
They're at 10.
Well, so, you know.
The Golden Knights have the least amount of games played.
Of course. So who, it's then Anaheim, and then who's after Anaheim? San Jose?
Flames.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
San Jose. My bad. San Jose.
Then the Flames?
Yeah, then the Flames.
God damn. Yeah, man. I don't see Calgary and San Jose missing.
What about the Oilers?
What do we do about them? I don't know. Say what you're going to fucking say.
No, I feel like people were picking them to win it.
A ton of people picked them to win it.
This was supposed to be the year. I mean, this was supposed to be McDavid gets the fucking dick torch handed to him and takes the keys.
People said that about Columbus a couple years ago too, man, and it didn't work out for them at all. Sometimes this shit happens. The hockey gods don't give a fuck what Joe Dicksucker at fucking ESPN said about Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's good for him. I mean, you got to have some adversity in your career. You can't just have your whole fucking career handed to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's interesting. I think that's the most interesting, intriguing division so far.
And the Coyotes, they might go 0-82.
Man. They are struggling. Except for Clayton Keller.
Who cares? He ain't winning. He's got zero wins.
Did you see the Who's covering Carlson?
Yeah, that was fucking funny.
That was funny as shit. Did you see him like lick his lips, like stick his tongue out? Whose butthole am I fucking, you know, tonguing tonight?
Who was he looking at, Daughtry or
It had to be Dowdy.
I forget who he was looking at, but then they show his face and he says,
He said, "I'm not taking him. You take him." That was fucking hilarious. But
Carlson puts his head down, laughing.
Think about it. You get out on 3-on-3, and you have Erik Karlsson across from you. There's nobody in the league that can do that. 3-on-3 against Erik Karlsson. No. And I'm pretty sure I've never played 3-on-3 before, but I'm assuming they just go man. I mean, what else can you do?
Maybe Tavares will go there. Man, that would be nasty.
To Ottawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to a place where they can't sell tickets.
Yeah, but like you said, I mean, it's about winning. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know either, but that was fucking funny.
Yeah. The fact that he looks at his teammate and says,
I'm not fucking taking him, you take. And I'm not sure who ended up even taking him, Toffoli or who the fuck it was. But that was good shit. NHL needs shit like that.
That's all around respect.
And then him laughing and fucking doing his butt tongue was great too.
Yeah, that was funny. He rules.
I heard a joke today. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
What did it say? It said, fuck. God damn it. I forget.
Cool.
It was something like, I remember. You want to hear it?
Not anymore.
It goes, you want to hear it?
Is this the joke?
I'm going to tell you. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. That part's not funny anymore. I'll do the joke now. millennials.
That wasn't the joke?
No. Millennials think a Big Mac is gross, but after two craft beers, they'll tongue somebody's butt. I don't know who it was on Twitter, but I retweeted it. So that dude is that's a
Steve.
What
was it, Steve Kreider?
No, it was some dude. I'm not even sure who it was.
I could see Steve Kreider getting wasted tweeting that for no reason.
Dude, it was brilliant. Thinking of it. It was fucking brilliant. It's so true too.
That's pretty good. That's classic stuff. Punchline.
Yeah, if you tell somebody that joke this week, make sure you do the lead up that I just did, though.
No.
You want to hear it?
Oh, man.
Do you remember when you were in the Beatles? That was awesome.
Awesome.
That was awesome. Niemi's finally gone. You got to be happy about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone?
They had to have gotten rid of him, right?
Oh, yeah. Someone picked him up on waivers, too. Was it Florida?
Yeah. Congratulations, Panthers.
Yeah. But Luongo's hurt, so, I mean, you know, that's more of a fucking, okay, we have to play Nemi kind of thing.
He, you know what pisses me off about him? He has a fucking Stanley Cup ring at his house.
Yeah. He sure does. Maybe it wasn't a good fit for him in Pittsburgh, but I mean, he wasn't good in Dallas either last year, so maybe he's just kind of done. It happens. Maybe he's. How old is he?
He can't be that old. I don't think he was young when he was on the Blackhawks, wasn't he?
Well, to me, a goalie's almost now like a running back. You know, it seems like these guys only get like 5 fucking years now.
Oh, he's been playing since 05.
Yeah, dude, that's a long fucking time. That's a long career.
Yeah. Yeah.
This should be his last year. If his agent's smart and he's smart, he should not play hockey next year.
No, I mean, that's 13 seasons in the league.
And your shot at getting another cup was with a team that you just got cut from, so.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy being in fucking Florida where there's no income tax, I guess. Who did Pittsburgh sign, or did they bring up somebody from Wilkes-Barre?
They brought the kid up. I can't think of his name right now.
Has he played?
No, Murray's been playing.
So that'll be interesting. I'm excited. Let me know what game he plays. I'd like to watch him play, whoever he is.
They were showing Matt Murray's home stats, and they're disturbing.
When he's
like
on,
three,
dude,
like
when,
34-3 or some shit at home, it's like.
When he's weird. On, he might be one of the top 3 goalies in the league.
Well, I don't know how you can't say he's not top 3, because I could make the argument all day. He had won 2 cups before his rookie year.
Well, if you're going top 3 right now as of today, I mean, Carey Price, Holtby might not be in that conversation right now.
Well, if you took.
Bob is the best goalie in hockey right now. Period.
And then I would take Matt Murray.
I would say Matt Murray Penguins, after that.
Penguins aside, I would take him. I mean, he's been hurt a couple times. Outside of that, he's lights out.
And then Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, he's still proven. He's a stud.
Just winning. And then Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah, he's fucking.
He's looked good. He's looked real good.
You don't have to tell me. You don't have to tell the one person that never wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, that's sad, man. I liked him in Pittsburgh. He was like one of the dudes I could watch on Pittsburgh and not want to fucking puke or cut my dick off.
He is just.
But Ryan Reeves, dude. I want to get Ryan Reeves like cards and like look at them.
Yeah, he's a stud too.
I still haven't seen a fucking pack of cards out yet. Have you?
No, it's starting to frustrate me.
I don't know if we're getting them in America this year or like something's wrong. I got real pissed at the Tim Hortons last Sunday because they didn't even know what I was talking about when I asked them if they had the trading cards.
Wow, what pisses me off is, like, normally Meyer and Walmart have them, and they haven't gotten them out yet. And I see rookie card for basketball and shit, so where's my fucking – I want my rookies.
I know. That's what I'm fucking worried about, man. And we're back. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what the fuck. I got to – something's up with my fucking computer, or I'm not doing something correct because it keeps – if somebody knows what happens when your disk is running too slow, tell me, because I don't know what the fuck that means.
Well, we got some live tweet action.
What we got? Read it off.
It was Sticky Steelman liked the twink photo.
He would.
And what's funny is I was just bringing Sticky up.
Yeah, it is. Would you ever read his profile? It says, like, wanna be gay dad. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. He's outrageous.
Yeah, he's a unique character. One of my favorite humans ever to live.
For sure.
Shout out, Chuck Steelman. You're the fucking man, dude. And actually, one of the reasons that both of us are so into hockey is him and his father.
Yeah, he was always a hockey fan, but a shitty Rangers fan. But
yeah, you could say really his dad's like the godfather of fucking Belleville hockey, really.
Yeah, remember he talked about loving Messier holding the cup up more than Chuck being born?
Yeah, and he'll talk about crying when the fucking Rangers won the cup. It's amazing. But did you see that Wedgwood guy who got waived and then picked up by Arizona that day? So started the day as a New Jersey Devil and then ended it as a fucking Coyote, and they just wheeled his shit down the hallway to the traveling locker room?
No, I didn't see that. Scott Wedgwood?
Yeah. Which, that would be fucking weird to be like, wake up, go to the rink, and they're like, oh, no, you're not in this locker room today.
Yeah, we traded you, dude.
Pack your shit. You're going to Arizona. Have fun. You just got cut from the New Jersey Devils, who are they first in the Metro?
They might be.
If not, they're top three. Arizona's not top anything. God, I was so wrong about Arizona, dude. Fuck me.
Yeah, they got one more point than the Penguins.
That's pretty crazy. Don't expect that to last, New Jersey fans. I think they're so young, I think that these kids will start realizing, like, oh, shit, where you have to play more than 44 games.
I bought on the Rangers there in the last. Come on, New York.
Dude, they're not good. They're not good.
Fuck.
They're not good. Shattenkirk's good now. He wouldn't be when they get to the playoffs anyhow, but they're not good. They don't have anybody. Lundqvist is done. They traded Derek Stepan, who I thought was their best player. Rick Nash is toast. They're fucking piled full of has-beens and never-wases. So, yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy there. A few more little notes here. Vancouver Canuck fans. Dorsett would like to say, how do you like me now? As of right, what are his stats, Big Ren?
Derek Dorsett, he has 6 goals.
Yeah.
And 2 assists in 10 games.
And penalty minutes?
44.
Whoa. And everybody in Vancouver was calling for his head last year. Like, fuck this guy. What a piece of shit. We don't need this kind of player on our team. And then he's just killing it. So good for him. We want to give a fucking hashtag biscuit approved for old Derek Dorsett.
Yeah.
Like
you said, fantasy-wise, he's a monster if you count penalties.
If you're counting penalties and you have Derek Dorsett, you just got like 106 points just this past week. So enjoy that, you fucks. You know what I enjoyed, Big Ram?
What's that?
Watching my captain, Nick Foligno, dangle his fucking dick off every game this week. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league. He doesn't put up crazy numbers, but his puck handling skills have skyrocketed this year. He's freaky fucking good, and I'm happy to have him as a captain of the Blue Jackets, and I recommend everybody watch a few games of the Blue Jackets coming up just to see him play, because he's doing some crazy shit that he's never done in his career, and who knows if he'll be able to do it again, but what he's doing with the puck right now is fucking remarkable. Look it up on RedTube. It's on there.
You've always said that. You've always liked him.
Yeah, he's fucking... He's about as old school as you're going to get now, because he takes to heart having that C on his fucking sweater, and he'll fight for the boys, and...
He'll fight. That's why I like him.
He'll get in there dirty, too, man. But now he's added this fucking... a whole other part to his game where he's just, like, time traveling. I told you about that goal last week, the episode, as we'll call it, that got canceled or deleted. I'll have to send you that goal because it's fucking freaky what he does, and it's quite amazing. I forget who it was. Somebody for the Capitals, I think. Maybe, what's his dick? Kuznetsov? He put one in behind whoever the fuck they're playing. I can't fucking remember. But he like comes down like the side of the crease and gets behind the dude's leg pad and still turns his blade to like throw the puck in, which it is inhuman what he did. Who the fuck did they just play?
I don't know.
Look up who Washington just played this week. Like last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Alright.
It was Edmonton. That's who it was. It was fucking Cam Talbot.
I was lost in South Bend. Yeah, they won 5-2.
Yeah, it was fucking Cam Talbot. And one of those goals was fucking Nikita Kuznetsov doing work. It should have counted as two goals. It was that good. doing work also this week. Getting we've been doing what? One or two fights of the week. And this one wasn't a fight, but it was definitely the punch of the week. Biesca's Superman punch. I don't know who was on the receiving end of it, but I've never seen that before in the NHL.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was like something that Joe Rogan would watch and get hard.
I've watched that a couple thousand times.
I did read that he's done it before, but that takes some balls to just Superman punch somebody on ice. And it worked. It fucking worked.
Yeah. His hand is he's hurt now.
Did he hurt his hand on that punch?
They said that it's not related.
Oh yeah, okay.
But they're lying to everyone. Yeah, he's hurt. It says not related.
So what, he hurt his hand beating his wife later that night? Come on.
It says, is out indefinitely with hand injury, but has nothing to do with the Superman punch.
Every MMA fighter in the world's gone, yeah, that's what happens when you punch somebody with your bare hand, like, and it connects, like, full-blown on someone's face.
And this is from Sportsnet. I don't know how credible Mike Johnston here with the report.
Sounds like a liar. The other fight of the week is Michael Haley and John Manson of the Ducks. And Manson was just recently, I think it was last month's Tales of the Gents on violentgentleman.com. So go read that story by him. Good young man and a hell of a goddamn fight. I think Haley got the win on it, but they traded some fucking blows. Haley caught him with a couple that like made my butthole pucker, though. I think I tweeted it out this morning, so just go to the Twitter and, scroll through the thousands of retweets I have and find that. Do you have a fuckboy of the week? Because I got one.
Who's yours?
Oh, you have one?
No.
Mine is Patrick Laine's beard.
Yeah, I agree.
That's got to go, dude. I think maybe he'll start playing well again if he gets rid of that, but that's definitely the fuckboy of the week is Patrick Laine's beard.
I liked it more when it was just a fucking weird mustache.
Yeah, bring back the mustache or just shave it, dude, because you look like a fucking asshole. And he's making me look like a fucking asshole because he is not scoring goals.
Why, did you draft him?
No, I picked him to win the Rocket Ricard, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So that's pretty fucking cool. Since you went to a second college hockey game, You mentioned fantasy hockey. I did beat you last week, just so everybody knows that.
No.
It happened. It's real. Admit it.
Yeah, I know. You're 1-2, about to be 1-3, and your only win's against me.
I'm about to lose to Chad Titus. That's how bad my team is.
I'm just pissed off the fact that you've only won one game that happens to be against me.
Yeah, your team fucking sucks.
Bullshit.
I think I'm the only person in the league that hasn't had a dude that has a hat trick. Everyone else fucking gets a hat trick every other day.
Yeah. Oh, Brennan's fucking then Voracek. Hey, come on. What the fuck?
Did you see Voracek squirt that fucking Leafs fan with the water bottle?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's funny. A lot of funny stuff going on in the NHL these days, Big Ran.
Well, if you don't have fucking NHL.tv, you won't know.
Don't ever say that again on here. But since you've been to a couple college hockey games, and we're not only a fucking NHL podcast. I know it seems like it, but we're really not. I haven't done the other league updates, so maybe we'll do that this coming Sunday. Check in with the ECHL and the AHL, and then I just posted episode 41 about the Elite Ice Hockey League in the UK. So. But let's do the top 10 of college hockey as it stands right now.
All right. Number one, Denver.
Receiving 33 votes.
Yeah. Two, St. Cloud State with 16 number one votes. Three, Harvard with one vote.
Fuck Harvard.
And then follows with North Dakota, Wisconsin, Boston University, Minnesota, Notre Dame, Clarkson, and Minnesota Duluth.
And then I think one of the biggest surprises is number 15, Penn State.
They were good last year. Didn't they make the dance?
No, they were in the championship for the Big Ten, though, weren't they?
Oh, no, yeah, that is. They went to the Frozen Four. Not the Frozen Four, but they went to the tournament, the Frozen Four tournament.
You're positive of that.
Yeah.
I think that's incorrect.
Look it up.
I can't. I can't look up shit. I can barely touch the fucking computer. So, give me the three stars of the NHL this week, and then league leaders, and we're getting the fuck out of here.
All right, I'll go to league leaders here.
No, I said three stars first, then the league leaders.
All right, well, I already got league leaders pulled up.
It does what it's told. Hey, man, say it. Don't spray it. I got your dog down here, mister. She's pretty hurt. I'd fuck me. All right, give me the fucking league leaders then.
Well, now I'm getting the
leak here. Fucking Christ. I need another get the fucking three stars like I'd asked for. Someone needs to give me a goddamn ice cold beverage.
What do you want here?
Three? All right. Fucking Christ.
Three stars. Steven Stamkos, Nikita Kucherov.
And oh, so you're gonna fucking read off last week's to me.
No.
Yes.
You're right.
I know I'm fucking right.
Is this week the Craig Anderson? Devin Dubnyk and Shea Weber?
I don't know. Fuck the three stars. Go to the league leaders.
It's Craig Anderson and them.
Craig Anderson got a third of the star?
All right, league leaders.
Good God. Give me the top three goal scorers in the NHL right now, Big Ren.
Nikita Kucherov of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
12. He's having a good year.
Alex Ovechkin. With the Washington Capitals, he's got 10.
Nice. I mean, he's had 10 forever, hasn't he?
Yeah, since the whole week. He didn't score one goal a week.
You.
And John Tavares of the New York Islanders with 9.
And had 6 in the last 2 games, so fucking calm down. Yes. Give me the Apples. Yeah. Apple leaders.
Steven Stamkos of God the Tampa damn. Bay Lightning with 17.
God damn.
Jacob Voracek of the Philadelphia Flyers, 14. and Evgeny Kuznetsov of the Washington Capitals with 12.
What's next? Plus minus?
Plus minus, you got
Austin Matthews?
No, Chris Daughtry. I mean, Drew Daughtry with plus 13.
Drew Doughty. God damn it.
Austin Matthews of the Toronto Maple Leafs with plus 12.
You don't have to say Austin Matthews, Toronto Maple Leafs. Everyone knows who the fuck he plays for.
Well, does everyone know where the fuck Mark Stone plays for?
I know Matt Stone plays for.
All right, well, Mark Stone plays for the Ottawa Senators, and he is plus 11.
Is there a Matt Stoner? I'm thinking of Matt Stoner.
I'm not even going to.
Stoner?
I'm not even going to answer that type of stuff.
I'm getting into Kratom. What do you think about that?
Into what?
Kratom.
Kratom?
Kratom. Look it up, bro.
I don't want to.
Give me the next fucking league stats.
League in points. Points in total points.
Steven Stamkos.
Yeah, with 21. And then Kucherov with 19. And Jacob Voracek with 16.
So Tampa Bay is good.
Yeah, they're on top of everything.
Tampa Bay.
Now, the goalies is always real weird.
Early on, it's dog shit.
Yeah, so I don't even know. I mean, right now.
Don't even fucking read them. Just read me the shutouts and wins. I don't want to hear the fucking Neuwirth shit when he's only won like two games.
Yeah, and Dansk is on top of that both lists right now.
Yeah, don't give me that bullshit. Give me who's got the most wins? Vasilevsky?
Yeah, yep, with 9.
And then shutouts, everybody has 1?
Jonathan Quick has 2, and Anders Nilsson's got 2 for the old Canuckers.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's shocking to me. That ruined my whole day.
Yeah, it should.
Can I ask you to tell these people where to find us, or are you going to say something fucking dumb?
At Twitter, at the Biscuit Pod. That's right.
Yeah, that is right. Also, Facebook, at the Biscuit Podcast. Instagram, the_biscuit_podcast. Listen to us. Rate and review us, please. Go on there, hit 5 stars, and just write, it's the best podcast in the world. It'll only take you a minute. It's not hard to do, and it helps us out. Please. Please.
Please, please believe me.
Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music. If there's anywhere else where podcasts are played and we're not on it, email me, let me know, biscuitpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll get us on there. Unless it's Spotify, because they think we're terrorists.
Yeah, fuck Spotify.
Fuck you, Spotify! Any wise words from Big Rand for the week?
No, not really. Go Penguins.
Oh. Shout out to Tim Deal. I think that's how you say your last name, buddy. He listens to us while he's driving in the car, hopefully drinking and driving. So crack open a cold one. Tim, this one's for you, buddy. Thanks for listening. Freedom. Hockey. Bop.
The Chris Cornell at the end.
Too soon. Too soon. Bye.